Ashley Benson.
And I'm Lucy Hale, and welcome to the Pretty Little Liars podcast. All right, so in this episode, it revolves around a play. As far as Arya's storyline went, you know, she thought this would be like a perfect opportunity to get to spend more time with Ezra, so she somehow convinces him to let her be the stage manager. And it's going well for a while, and then things sort of go downhill because Arya calls him out in class and calls him Ezra, and people sort of, you know, I think it's a little bizarre because it was definitely on a personal level. And this is also the episode where Ezra has coffee with my dad, which is super awkward. And I guess my dad spills to Ezra that I'm looking at colleges in California, and that pretty much upsets Ezra. And he sort of tells me that after high school, we're sort of going to go our own ways. And then I come over full force and tell him that that's not going to happen. And then it's a happy ending again. Yay. So a lot of stuff happening between them. But I mean, what happened with you? You had a lot of boy stuff.
Well, we're obviously all in the play and all that. And besides that, Hannah's house guest, Caleb, the new bad boy in town, she took him in and he's staying at her house. And it gets really hard for her to keep him from her mother. And he's staying in the basement, and he ends up taking a shower one morning, and I leave something in the bathroom, and I ask him if I can come in really quick and get it. And my mom ends up coming upstairs and wanting to talk to me, so I have to get in the shower with Caleb. He's completely naked. It's pretty awkward. And it makes the entire episode awkward. I'm kind of avoiding him. And
but secretly, you're totally digging
him. No. I have, like, the biggest crush on him, but it was just totally too soon for me to see all of that. So I am ignoring him, and it kind of complicates things, but really, she's loving it.
She is loving what she was seeing in the shower.
She loved what she saw in the shower.
Oh, girl. And this is the episode where we think we found actual evidence of Allison's murder. You know, we think we found the weapon that, you know, at this point we think Ian killed Allison. We find one of his trophies from some sport, I can't remember, and it has blood on it. And so, you know, of course we take it to the police right away. You know, we think we're finally going to close this chapter of our lives. It's finally the end. Yay.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Put Ian in jail. But turns out
things go badly.
Somebody planted that for us to turn in. And so we got framed, and now we're pretty much suspects. You know, people are even more suspicious of us, which sucks.
And then Spencer and I are kind of getting ourselves into hot water because we take Jenna's phone and we try and see if there's any information about A or who killed Allison and who it could be. So we take her phone, we give it to Caleb to try and find some sort of clue as to what's going on, and we can get caught at any minute because it's a huge device. And
do you guys ever find anything on it, like on the phone? I can't remember.
Not in that episode.
No.
Well, actually, no. Caleb comes back and he says he can't
right.
work it. So right. We're kind of stuck with how are we going to get into our phone.
Oh, and this is we have a major flashback in this episode of this one night when Allison took all of us to the frat party. And we see the girls see Ian at the top of the stairs after a girl just got pushed. So we think that maybe he had prior violent experiences pre-Allison's death. So he's definitely at the top of our list. And then finding the trophy with his name on it, with blood, we're like, oh,
wow.
Ding, 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 you know.
But then at the end of the episode, we find out that it's not human blood. It's
a little rodent.
It's rat.
Little rat.
So then we're kind of stuck in a weird position because now we're just completely set up and it's all the blame's on us, basically.
Yeah.
And
so great.
Yeah. But then it kind of ends on a good note. Well, kind of, not really. But Hannah kisses Caleb.
She finally
kisses him. She gets the guts too, and it's totally magical and passionate and everything else, fireworks and all. Unicorns and rainbows. Continue to watch Pretty Little Liars next week. We have episode 119, A Person of Interest, Monday, February 28th at 8 p.m. It's going to be really good.
It's going to be great. And in this next episode, the girls are crying wolf to the cops, and that just causes a lot more trouble for the four of us. All right, so tune in next week, episode 119, A Person of Interest, Monday, February 28th at 8 p.m.
Bye.